Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm John Cho, enthusiast Luke Warren. This is Babylon Radio, and we showcase vocal artists and bands. And this week we have Joey Hager and John Hoffman. Welcome to the show, guys. They are from the band Tut, and so welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks,
man. Glad to be here.
Cool. I see you have a CD here.
We do. We do.
We'll go to that. A close-up of that later. Thanks. So tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Joey Hager. I pretty much born and raised here in Gary County. Went to school River Valley with John. That's where we met. Freshman guitar / piano class. It was fun. Just like playing music and hanging out.
I'm John Hoffman. I am also from this area, like you said, went to school with him, and that's how we started getting to know each other. Was in high school where we first started sowing the seeds of our musical relationship.
That's cool. So, what was your first musical instrument?
I guess guitar. I don't play a whole lot of instruments. I guess. Singing.
You're the vocalist of Tut.
Yeah, that's what I've always been singing, and I dabble in guitar a little bit. Bass. When we were writing music together, I played bass, so I'm not really a bass player.
My first instrument ever was probably my Fisher-Price xylophone.
How did it? Tell me your history of the music. How did, you know? What age were you?
Me, whenever I, you know, first
you got
started,
the xylophone.
Oh, I was, you know, I don't remember the age. I was probably like 2 or 3. You know, it was one of those plastic ones, and it's got all the different colors on it.
At what age you remember getting an instrument?
My first actual guitar was when I was 13. Yeah. And then it was an acoustic, and then I got an electric guitar for my 14th birthday because I enjoyed playing acoustic so much. But I didn't want to play acoustic songs all the time, and I wanted to turn it up.
So what are some bands that, you know, you were really into?
We like a lot of the same bands. It's hard to really pinpoint into where most of our influence comes from. Anything from like Zeppelin to Avenged Sevenfold to Black Sabbath to Soundgarden, all kinds of stuff.
Even Police.
Yeah, the Police. Police is a really big influence. We haven't really mastered anything like that yet.
What are some bands like the Police that something that you wouldn't expect you guys to have an influence on you? You know, like Hanson.
Go ahead.
A band that you wouldn't think that would be an influence
for
me? I don't know. I mean, no one wants to admit that they, you know, get a Nickelback song stuck in their head on occasion.
For me, it's probably Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
It's subconsciously, it's in there somewhere because that's what my mom listened to forever in the 90s. So it's ingrained in me somehow, maybe some sort of Garth Brooks comes out.
Thunder Rolls.
I'd love to play Thunder Rolls in the rock version. So.
It's pretty cool.
I was joking about the Nickelback.
I don't believe he was joking. Because I have stained these.
Well, if we're going to come out.
Just how you reminded me. We want to cut to your first performance, which is Beacon Light. If we can do that.
Enjoy.
Okay. So the dance.
Lost again, nowhere to go. Hard to keep up when you're moving just a little too slow. To find my way, what I want. And any place safe is a good place to stay when you're lost. In my mind, I'll chart a map. It'll lead me down the road, show me how to get back. I'm leaving here in a day or two, and Things have been better, but nothing is better than you. I'm so better than you. When I find that beacon light, I know I found my bride. Though I roam, I find a home lost inside your eyes. It's a mystery how I got here, but I know some things like that will never come clear. There's something out here that's driving me. I put all my trust in something I still can't see. There's no time for second guess. No matter what you do, gotta do what you feel is best. Yeah. No more questions about why I'm here. Gotta trust in love, can't have no fear. Oh, you can't have no fear. When I find that beacon light, I know I found my bride. Though I roam, I'll find a home lost inside your eyes.
Talking to you, the audience, Luke Lawrence, and your music correspondent. But, you know, it's not about me, it's really about the music. So tell me about that song, what it means to you, or, you know, what drove you to write it.
John wrote the music for that song, and we wrote the lyrics together for the most part. He wrote the first verse, if I remember, and the chorus.
Yeah.
We were writing the second verse, and it was funny, because that song for us, it's kind of like just about becoming a musician. Like, even if you don't know what's going to happen, you're doing what you think you should be doing. And then we had a joke when we were writing it, like, it felt like we were writing a religious song almost.
Cause
some of them was like,
music is religious.
Yeah, it's like it intertwines together because, like, there's something out there driving me, you can't see it, but you
mm-hmm.
trust in it.
It's like, okay,
yeah.
I found out since writing the song.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it could be. It's whoever the listener, you know, is, can perceive what the song is about.
That's cool.
Whatever the actual light is.
What is your favorite key to write in?
I write a lot in just, you know, E, C major. It's the easiest thing to go with. It's the lowest, you know, on the standard guitar. But
that song's, you know.
Yeah, it's parts in a different.
Well, it's C sharp minor, but the relative of a D minor or E major.
They're
related. So, cool. Well, tell me a little bit about the rest of the songs on the album.
All the songs on this album, it's truly an album where you're not going to get the whole thing unless you listen to the entire, you know, 10 songs.
Where can viewers find it?
Great question. You can find this either on iTunes, Amazon. We sell a few copies of CDs still. You know, you'd have to contact us personally, or you can get a hold of us through our Facebook page. But, yeah, we are on iTunes. You can get it there. If you want a sample of the songs, you can get a SoundCloud, and a lot of them are on SoundCloud that you can listen to. But if you like it, please support us.
Very groovy. So let's cut to our next song, which is called Darker Times by Touch.
As we look back through
Welcome back. That was Darker Times by Plus. These boys.
Them boys.
So, I really enjoy that song. My favorite part is the bridge. It's not that I don't love your vocals, but my favorite part is the bridge because it's just so groovy. And I think it's a really well-constructed song. And the acoustic version works really nice, and it's even... It has a driving force to it, which is really cool.
I think I wrote that song on a acoustic.
Yeah.
one of the few songs I've ever really written on a acoustic.
Tell us a little bit about your guys' songwriting process.
Well, in my opinion, we just start with an idea. Just simply an idea, whether it be like such a title or what we want the song to be about or, you know, a stupid phrase, just anything. It starts with an idea, and then I try to write maybe like a riff or a melody around that idea, and then Jerry fills in the gaps with the lyrics and also a lot of details in the song and help out, you know, the structure.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's fun, like, how we come up with a song, like you said. Like, usually it's a phrase or just something funny we said or something that happened. Or an idea, so we just go with it.
Tell me about the 10.5 minute long song Soul Scene, because I do want to hear the story behind that.
That was, we just knew we wanted to write a really long song, basically. And we wanted to tell a cool story, and we came up with a story about a train and, like, power that aliens brought down to humans, and they were using it to, like, basically run the world. It was a new energy, a new form of energy, but there was a guy named the Bandit who wanted to steal it for himself and pretty much run the world, and but he hijacks this train and puts powers on and does some bad things.
So how do you go about writing the 10.5 minute song, like, piece by piece?
Yeah, definitely piece by piece. We start out with first of all a short story. I wrote a short story based on what the entire song is going to be about. And that really helped him out with the lyrics, which were incredible once he was finished, to write that much over my short story for lyrics, you know. But, yeah, it's just every piece, and we kind of, I don't know where we actually have that, but, yeah, each part of the song has a title, separate title for it.
Yeah, I remember, like, beginning with Soul Theme and then Nostalgia, and Bandit.
Yeah.
No, it was all titled. That was what helped me the most, like you said, with lyrics. We broke it down into segments, and then I just wrote the lyrics about each segment. Together.
Trying to make it flow.
Cool. And you guys recorded this yourself, so how... Take us through that process.
And, well, we wrote 3 songs in 2010 on the album, 72's, Grip, and 2 Kings. We all wrote back then. And then we went to the recording workshop and learned the basics. How's the basics of recording, how to mic, and how to get good sounds and tones. So then when we got back together, we went to John's apartment, and had a spare room in his apartment, and recorded everything in there.
And it took a long time.
Pretty much all of 2013.
Yeah.
Because I could only make it up like once a week, and we would record. Yeah. Maybe get vocals done for one song, or maybe not.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know why I was singing that day. And
go home and, like, over the week, be like, oh, I want to change that part. Well, gotta wait. We finished it, and I can't believe it, you know, that we actually have a finished product of a full album and something that I'm very proud of.
I want to go to a track from the record. First, who did the album art?
Oh, that is my sister's boyfriend, Chris Goodrich. He did the cover, and then he's got some inside stuff, picture of the bandit there from Philistine hijacking the train with some pistols. But yeah, he did an amazing job. He's a very talented artist.
Yeah, too, man. On that.
And then right over here, where's that backward? That says Tusk and Bones. Just want to let you guys know, because I didn't even know when he first sent me the drawing. It's pretty cool.
That's very clever.
All right, I want to go to that track. We'll just leave that image shop. That was 72s and 27s by Tusk. That's the album version, and you can get it on iTunes, Amazon, where else, guys?
Can you get it on CD Baby?
It should be on CD Baby.
SoundCloud.
And you can get it from them. They do have a show February 9th in the Fine Arts Auditorium at Rio Grande, right here. So come out for that. Tickets are $5, and you can buy them now. I don't know if they're going to be more that night. Have to ask John for
shout out.
But right now it's $5. So Tell us a little bit about 72s and 27s.
I feel like that's the one song on the album that's not really about more than anything.
They're
just cool things I thought sounded good together. The chorus is really fun. The title, some of the title is goofy and funny.
Yeah, I mean, I want to leave that a mystery. I think something should remain a mystery about how song titles come about, and especially since that one is the most vague song title. I think we should leave it that way. And if someone happens to be able to piece together, the puzzle, it's nothing that deep. But bravo, because that's exactly how
it
came up with it.
I think I know actually what happened is when you were 27, you hooked up with a 72-year-old.
Yes.
So, all right, guys. I think it's fun to see you play acoustic, but to hear the album version. A lot of those songs that we've Beacon Light and Darker Times, they both work really well acoustically. They rock just as much as 72s and 27s. So you can get the album version as I do my limp hands. So we're going to go into the credits and we're going to play Eternal Fight. Is there anything you want to say about that before we leave or any closing thoughts?
Eternal Fight's probably our most aggressive song. Well, one of them. We have another song called Cross, which actually is not on the album. That one you can find on SoundCloud. It's called Cross. It's where we were heading after this album. But yeah, it's a very aggressive song. There's a message behind it. If you listen to the lyrics, and it's just about being upset with a lot of things, really.
And February 9th, Auditorium Live Band. It's going to be real fun.
All right. February 9th is the show. And you can also get their CD on iTunes and Amazon or at the show. Thank you very much. I'm Luke Lawrence.
John Hoffman.
Joey Hager.
Thanks for joining us this month, and we'll see you next month.
See ya. I'm trying not to be so